大家好，欢迎各位听众回到TCL澳洲中文广播电台，我是主持人 Sally。我们今天非常荣幸的邀请到了 Epping 州议员 Monica to do hope 来到了电台直播间。Monica 你好。
So good morning everyone. Welcome to TCL Radio. Today we are a pleasure to having Monica to do hope, the member for Epping in our radio station right now. Hello Monica, I'm Sally, the host for today.
Thank you Sally, thank you so much for having me. It is a real privilege to be here.
谢谢你 Sally, 非常感谢您的邀请，我很荣幸能来到这里。
How's your day going? It's early morning.
今天早上您过得怎么样? 今天真的很早呢。
Yes, and first day of term three for my daughter, who's at Murray Farm Public. So a slightly chaotic start back to the school term, but that's the juggle that I know many parents experience.
是啊，今天是我女儿在 Murray Farm 公立学校第三学期的第一天，所以早上有点混乱。不过这正是许多家长每天面对的现实。Yes,
I believe you can manage it.
我相信你一定能够处理得很好。Thank
you.
So to start off, can you please briefly introduce yourself to our audience first?
那么首先你可以简单向听众介绍一下你自己吗？
Sure. So I'm Monica Tudehope. I'm the member for Epping. I'm a mum. I've got two little girls who are 5 and 3. I live with them and my husband in Carlingford. We have a life that is probably like many families in the Epping electorate. My daughter attends Murray Farm. We do swimming lessons. We've just got that real juggle of modern life. And, you know, I'm very much a member of the community, I hope, and I care really deeply about making sure our community is safe and very well connected. Before becoming the member for Epping, I've worked largely in public policy. So I've spent 13 years working in public policy, starting out with the Australian government down in Canberra. I had the opportunity to work in the office of the Prime Minister down there. And then I returned to Sydney, where I worked for former Premier Dominic Perrottet as his head of policy and deputy chief of staff. So I've had a lot of experience around government and know very much how government policy can shape people's lives and improve them and make their lives better, and really have a focus on making Sydney and New South Wales the best place to live and raise a family.
Mm-hmm. 当然，我是 Epping 的州议员 Monica Tudehope。我是一位母亲，有两个年幼的女儿，分别是5岁和3岁。我和丈夫与孩子们住在 Carlingford。我们的生活和 Epping 很多家庭相似。那女儿呢，在 Murray Farm 上学。 我们参加游泳课，也有现代家庭常见的忙碌。我非常重视让我们的社区更安全、更紧密连接。在担任议员之前，我在公共政策领域工作了13年，从坎培拉的联邦政府开始，包括曾在总理办公室工作，后来回到悉尼担任前州长 Dominic Perrottet 的政策主管及副幕僚长。我有丰富的政府经验，并深知政策如何能够改善人们的生活。
So actually, what inspired you to pursue a career in politics?
那么是什么启发您从政的呢？
I really love the community of Epping. It's where I grew up, and I wanted to make it an even better place to live and to work and to be able to raise a family. As a parent too, I really understand the pressures that young families are experiencing, and I wanted to make sure that that experience was well represented in the views of people that are making the laws that shape people's lives. And I know on the Liberal Party side, which I represent, there are a lot of young parents, and we really try and make sure that we're taking that view as parents into policy making. I've also had a lot of experience in government policy, so I know how it can shape people's lives, and I want to make sure that the decisions made by government reflect the views of the community, that we're listening to the community. And for me, that means a very big focus on education, on job security, affordable housing, and making sure that we are creating opportunities for people in the community and that we are meeting their aspirations and allowing them to live the lives that they want to live.
我在Epping长大，深爱这个社区，我希望能够让它成为一个适合生活和养育孩子的地方。那么作为一位母亲呢，我也理解年轻家庭所面对的压力，也希望这些真实的经验能够反映到政策的制定过程之中。 自由党呢有很多的年轻家长像我一样，我们努力将这些实际的经验带入政策的制定。那此外呢，基于我在政府的经历呢，我也希望确保政府的决策能够真正的听到社区的声音。因此呢，我也特别重视教育、就业保障和可负担的住房，以及帮助人们实现他们想要的生活。
Mm-hmm. It's good to hear because it will lead to our next question would be what led you to join the Liberal Party?
您为什么选择加入自由党呢?
Yeah, so, you know, for me, the Liberal Party is very much a good fit for me because I believe in personal responsibility and reward for effort and strong communities supported by responsible government. You know, and the Liberal Party's values of hard work and economic freedom really reflect my own, especially when it comes to education and reward for opportunity. I want government that supports people to succeed, and not one that makes life harder or more expensive. And for me, the Liberal Party is the party that can truly deliver that and can very much reflect the views of families and strong communities.
Mm-hmm. 自由党的价值观与我的一致，那也包括个人的责任，努力有回报，以及由负责任的政府支撑起强大的社区。那我也相信政府应该是给予人们成功的工具，而不是让生活更加困难。那自由党呢，也强调教育与机会的价值观与我的是一致的。那我希望呢，政府能够帮助人们成长发展，而不是加重负担。
So you already mentioned that you have been working a long way in the politics career already, mm-hmm. but you're also as a new member for Apping recent years,
yes.
by election, we know that. So how do you actually communicate with the locals people when you come to a new member into Apping?
那您作为 Apping 的新任议员，如何与当地的社区建立联系呢？
Good question, because I have been in the job for only a short period. I was elected in a by-election in November last year, or October was the by-election and formally declared in November. And I would say that modern politics is quite challenging. It is harder than ever to reach people in terms of where they get their news from. People get their news, you know, young people in particular get their news from social media, some of the more traditional forms of media like your local newspaper or local radio stations are not as much of a presence as they once were. So it is certainly a challenge to get out to people. I take my job quite seriously in trying to meet as many voters as possible. So for me, that means doing things like having mobile offices or listening posts and really getting out into the community and making sure people know that I'm available to talk to them. Going to a cafe, for example, and sort of saying, come to me. You don't have to make an appointment. I will come to your community. I'll come out to your suburb and have a listening post. You can come to me and raise your concerns with me. One of the other things that I try and do quite regularly too is just knock on people's doors and, you know, sort of go to them, take myself to them and sort of say, I am your local MP, how can I help? Or what are your issues that you would like to raise with me? And that's a really effective way of having very meaningful conversations with people who might otherwise not get an opportunity to meet their local MP.
Mm-hmm. 这是一个很好的问题。那我当议员的时间还不长，是在去年的十月份的补选当中当选的，于去年的十一月份正式的入职。那现代政治呢，很具有挑战性，因为人们呢获取资讯的方式变化很大，那尤其是年轻人呢，主要是依靠社交媒体，像地方报纸或电台这类传统的媒体呢，也不像是过去那么容易接触到大众了。所以呢，我也很认真的去看待这一份工作，尽量的接触更多的选民。我会设置流动的办公室和举办这个倾听站，甚至是走进当地的咖啡厅来邀请大家一起来谈一谈。那你也不需要预约，我会主动的去走进社区。那我也会定期的上门拜访，向居民介绍自己，那询问呢他们的所关切的问题。那这也是一个非常有效的交流方法，尤其呢是对于那些平常不会主动联系议员的人来说。
So actually, what kind of concerns did you hear from the locals?
那目前呢，您有听到哪些居民所关注的议题呢？
many. You know, the Epping electorate is a fantastic electorate. It has some really different and diverse suburbs. So from Cheltenham through to Tilopia, Dundas Valley, each of the suburbs is quite different. But what I think makes Epping sort of quite amazing is that people genuinely do love living there. That being said, it can always improve. And I think for many of the suburbs in the electorate, probably not dissimilar to other parts of Sydney, there has been really significant growth in housing. So certainly the suburb of Epping itself has changed dramatically over the last couple of years. That has been partly down to the fact that we've had a new metro go in, and that has been a really great piece of public transport. And that has brought with it a whole lot of apartment complexes. And I think on balance, I understand that. That we need some more density around train stations, but more people definitely needs to be met with more services and more amenities. And so I hear from people that as their suburbs grow and change, they want the infrastructure to keep up and they want the services to keep up. So that means that I have raised with me quite often a couple of issues. Bus connections. So we have some fantastic public transport options in Epping. We have the light rail, we have the metro and the trains, and we also have some interchanges on the M2. But we need to be able to get people to those interchanges and to those public transport options. So we definitely need some more bus connections so that people feel like they can take the light rail or the metro. I also hear a lot from people about education. So we have some of the best schools in the state easily, but people want to make sure that that level of education is of a very high standard and that the facilities are also really good as well. And I know that there's been a bit of pressure around Carlingford West, and that's been a school that is being redeveloped at the moment. So that's good. But that level of making sure that the schools keep up with the demand and enrollment growth from students is incredibly important to the parents in my area. And then I hear a lot about sort of local amenity and the way that Epping electorate and the suburbs look and the kinds of places that they are to live in. Mm-hmm. So, for example, that has been reflected lately in projects like Dents Park Pool, a pool that has been closed now for a very long time, and that means the community can't access what is a very important asset to the community. And as more people live in apartments, I think places like Dents Park Pool become even more important. You really do need community spaces or sort of third places where people can go that isn't their home, that isn't their workplace, where they can get together for that very real connection, do exercise, spend time with their families. And Dents Park should be one of those places. Unfortunately, it's still closed at the moment. I am working very hard with Parramatta Council and my federal colleagues to try and find a way forward on that project, because the community have told me very loud and clear they don't want that pool to close, and that pool is very important to them. And then there are other projects too, like the Epping Town Centre. Epping as a suburb has the metro, has the train station, it is a town centre, but it doesn't look like one. And I know that's been a concern of residents for many years now. I want to be realistic with them that that process of changing the way that Epping looks is going to take some time. It is a council project. I have been working very closely with them on what their master plan looks like, and I want to make sure that the community has an opportunity to have a say. But that change isn't going to happen tomorrow, but it does need to happen. And I want to make sure that when that sort of development comes to Epping in terms of that town centre, that it reflects community views. And then elsewhere across Epping, other than, you know, because the electorate isn't just one suburb, there are lots of different suburbs. I'm constantly sort of advocating for the community when it comes to just making sure that it's a great place to live. And that might mean, for example, traffic lights mm-hmm. at local roads and state roads. It might mean funding to do upgrades to community facilities. People do genuinely love their suburbs and they enjoy living in this part of Sydney, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean we can't can't do better.
Mm-hmm.
非常多 Epping 选区的组成是非常多元化的，从 Cheltenham 到 Tilopia 和 Dundas Valley 每个区域都不一样，但大家普遍都很喜欢住在这里。那但也正因为如此，我们也见证了住房快速的成长，特别是在 Epping 本区，新地铁线带来了大量的新建公寓。那虽然呢增加了车站周边的密度是非常合理的，但同时呢也必须有相应的服务与基础设施的配合。那么大家呢也希望有更多的公共的交通设施来连接地铁和 M2 线。那我们虽然有轻轨与火车，但仍需要这个巴士去连接这些设施。教育方面也是大家很关心的问题。我们这里有全州最好的学校之一，但家长希望学校能够持续的维持高品质。那特别是在学生人数快速增加的情况下，像 Carlingford West 小学，那目前呢正在扩建以应对这个需求。那居民呢也很关注居住环境与公共空间的品质。那例如呢，像是在 Dance Park 的游泳池已经关闭了很久了。那么随着越来越多的居民啊住在公寓里，那这一类的公共空间呢就变得更加的重要。那 Dance Park 呢本应该是一个让家庭聚会、运动与联系感情的地方。那我也目前正在积极的与 Parramatta 议会及联邦的议员合作，那希望呢去推动此案。那因此呢，社区的声音是非常明确的，那他们呢也是不想要失去这一座游泳池。那另一个大议题呢是 Epping 镇的这个中心，我们有地铁与火车站，但市中心呢却不像是市中心。居民呢也希望是改善这一点，虽然呢这不会是在一夕之间去完成，但我也与议会密切的合作，那确保市中心的发展计划能够反映民意。
So you also mentioned about state and local roads. So we get into the traffic right
yeah.
now. You talk a lot of points, but we get into
yeah,
that one
sure.
first. So you mentioned the state and local roads. What is different of that kind of like upgrades of roads of different like state and local levels?
那此前呢，你也提到州政府与地方政府的道路责任，在道路升级方面呢，这两者有什么区别？
Yeah, so not necessarily everyone knows this, but the ownership and responsibility for roads is divided between state governments and local councils. So state governments tend to have responsibility for your major arterial type roads, like for example in my electorate that would be Pennant Hills Road, Carlingford Road, Beecroft Road. Some of those bigger roads are the responsibility of the state government for fixing potholes and things like that. And then local roads, the streets that you're more likely to live on in a community, they are the responsibility of local councils. I think that's why it's so important that those two levels of government work together. As more people move into the area, that necessarily brings more traffic. I would love for it to be the case that everyone was able to use public transport all of the time. That's just not the case. Cars are still very much a feature of our life in Epping. So as the suburbs do grow and change, people definitely want to see that government is listening to them in terms of making sure that the roads are repaired in a timely manner, that the congestion is thought about, that traffic lights are installed at appropriate places to improve the traffic flow. So it's really something that I'm constantly focused on in terms of the way people move about the suburb and get to where they need to get to in terms of their work or seeing family in other suburbs or getting to Saturday sport. It's a very big feature.
当然不是每一个人都知道的。那道路的责任呢，其实是由州政府和地方议会分别负责的。那州政府呢，主要负责的是主要的干道。那例如我在选区内的 Pennant Hills Road、Carlingford Road 和Beecroft Road， 那这些呢都是交通繁忙的主干道。那修补路洞等维修的工作呢，都是由州政府来负责的。而对于地方议会来说呢，则负责住宅区的一些干道，那也就是居民每天出入的一些街道。所以呢，在两级政府需要密切的合作，那特别是在人口持续增长的情况下呢，交通变多，那就需要更完善的规划。那例如呢，红绿灯的设置、交通拥挤的解决方案、及时的 道路维修等。
I was living in Epping before as well, in those like high rise.
Did you move?
Yes, I moved.
Oh, shame.
I love Epping.
It's great. It's a great place.
It's been for really quiet suburbs and a really good area as well, with a lot of like good infrastructure, especially Metro Cape.
Yeah.
I saw it open in Epping, so I really like it. And so that's why it moved to our next question about the housing issues, because we mentioned about there was a lot of high rise and mid low density housing is like rezoning by the New South Wales state government in different kind of areas and suburbs nowadays. So how do you think about this policy? Is it like a good gonna be a good policy of resolving the housing issue right now?
好的，那么接下来呢，我们来谈一下住房的议题。最近呢，在许多郊区被重新划区为了中高密度的住宅区，您怎么看待这种解决住房危机的方法呢？
So, as a young person, I know the challenges that my generation and younger generations face when it comes to trying to get into the housing market. I've only recently bought my first house, and it's happened for me much later in my life than I would have liked. Buying a house, though, has meant that I have been able to put down roots in the community, send my daughter to the local public school, and know that we will be there for many years to come and really be part of the community. And I think that's very important. So I know for younger people, housing is an incredibly important topic right now, and that they all want the opportunity to be able to own a house, not just for the sake of having that house, but because it allows them to become community members. And I think that's very important. So I would acknowledge that the government is making some efforts in this area, and that government should be making policy decisions to try and improve the number of houses and the diversity of housing. So part of the housing topic, for example, is we have to have incentives for older people to be able to downsize into smaller houses and maybe free up some of those bigger houses for families with young children. And that means that people might want to stay in their same suburb. So you do need a bit of diversity in the housing mix. I think there are two big things for me, though. As this density is added to suburbs, and Epping has already seen a lot of density, people want to be properly consulted on whether to add more density, and their voices do genuinely need to be heard. And I don't think it's always helpful to describe those people as NIMBYs. People's suburbs are changing, and that's hard for them. And the other part of that conversation too then is sort of explaining to them that if more people are coming into the community, then the services will keep up, that we will put on more buses, or we will add more pools, or we will add more parks to be able to accommodate those more people, or that the schools won't just be have more demountables because of all the students. So community members, I think, largely understand that more housing may be needed. Not necessarily in Epping because it's had a lot already. But, you know, I know a lot of other suburbs in my electorate are also getting some more housing. But they do want to understand that that additional density comes with additional services. I think I'd also say this, that we can't, when it comes to the housing issue, particularly for young people, there's a lot of focus on just the types of housing and the density and the changes to density that are being made by the state government. And I think there's one really important policy they're not talking about, and that's stamp duty. So, you know, when you go to buy a house and you have to save for a very long time to get the deposit, you are then whacked with a very big stamp duty bill, which either eats into the deposit or is more money that you have to borrow on top of that, maybe from the bank of mum and dad. And I think that makes it really difficult. One policy that I was able to work on when I worked for Dom Perrottet was giving people a choice between paying stamp duty or instead paying a small annual tax amount instead. And I have spoken to people that took up that choice before it got removed, and that was the difference for them between being able to buy a house or not buy a house. So if we genuinely want people to get into the housing market, we can't just talk about more apartment complexes. We also have to talk about the taxes that might be stopping them from getting into housing in the first place. And I'd really love to see that choice come back in New South Wales.
作为年轻一代的一员呢，我也非常了解购房的困难。我也是最近才买到了人生的第一间房屋，比我原本期望的时间要晚了很多。不过呢，有自己的房子真的让人有了安定感，这也让我能够在社区里面扎根，把女儿送到附近的学校，也真正的成为了社区的一份子。所以我当然同意需要盖更多的房子，但我认为有两个关键的要素是不能忽略的。那首先呢，第一个是居民的参与，我们不能在没有倾听社区声音的情况下强行的推动增加密度，那变化本身呢就不容易，那当地的居民呢也有权去发声。那第二呢，就是我们的服务要跟上人口成长，我们需要更多的公车、公园、学校，而不是只是加盖临时的教室。那么还有另外一个常常被忽略掉的问题呢，就是印花税。那么有很多年轻人呢，他们好不容易存到了房款的首付，那还得再负担一大笔的印花税，这也会消耗他们的储蓄，或迫使他们多去借钱。那我以前呢，在 Dominic Perrottet 的前州长手下工作时呢，我们就推出一个政策，让购房者可以选择一次缴纳印花税，或改为每年缴纳较低的土地税。那很多人呢选择了后者，这对于一些人来说就是买得起和买不起房子的区别。那可惜呢，这一项政策呢后来也是被取消了，那我也真心的希望它能重新的被实施。
I can tell that you really like.
嗯，是的，那我也看得出来您对这个议题是非常有热情的。
I'm very passionate about this topic. I think it's very important for young people. And housing to me is going, if we can't solve some of the housing challenges that we are facing, it's going to have very big ripple effects on the rest of society in terms of people's decisions to have children, in terms of the way that our communities feel and look like. I want communities where there are young children riding their bikes on the street and playing on the ovals. And if we can't do more to get young people into suburbs, close to their jobs and close to the city, that would be very sad for Sydney.
对的，住房问题呢，牵动的整个社会，那影响人们是否生孩子，社区的氛围与结构。那如果我们不能帮助年轻人去住在离工作或者家人近的地方呢，那悉尼呢也将会变得非常的不一样。
Yeah, because we know that Epping always been a really quiet or filled with housing, although it's like a really high density area, but it's already filled with like low rise housing. Do you believe that those locals people welcome high rise or mid low rise like density housing develop in that area?
那 Epping 呢一直是一个比较宁静的社区，您认为当地居民对中高密度住宅的发展是欢迎的吗？
Yeah, look, it's quite hard. So there are quite a few big developments happening across my electorate at the moment, and that is very much inconveniencing the people that live around those developments, and I hear from those people quite often. I think it's quite challenging for people to experience that change. And I also, you know, I guess apartment living or sort of townhouse living isn't for everyone, right? I sort of philosophically like the idea of people having the opportunity to also buy a home with a backyard. Mm-hmm. That's what we were able to buy, and it's made a huge difference to my children just to be able to go out and play in the backyard. So whilst I appreciate that more supply may be needed, I still want to give people the opportunity, if they can, to be able to buy a house that standalone, and that's why I think that tax conversation is so important.
这个问题很复杂，目前我在选区内确实有几个大型建案正在进行当中，对周边的居民造成了不小的困扰。那我知道不是每个人都适合住在公寓或联排别墅，就我个人而言呢，我很重视能拥有一间有后院的独立屋，那这也是我们家的现况。那孩子们能够在院子里玩耍，那这真的很棒。所以呢，我接受我们可以需要更多的住宅供应，但我们同时呢，也要保护大家对买独立屋的期待。而这正是为什么像印花税改革这样的政策是这么的关键。
Yeah, I believe so as well. It's been more and more difficult nowadays with those taxes and those like inflations, although the inflation is controlled right now. Yeah, we know that. So I believe that we talk a lot about the road traffic as well as the housing issues. Do you have any things you would like to add on to our audience today?
我们刚才呢也谈到了道路、住房和发展议题。您有什么想要跟听众补充的吗？
Only that I guess I am constantly trying to listen to people and to take their views on board and to use that to do my job very well. And so if there's anyone listening out there that lives in the Epping electorate, please get in touch with me on my social media or, you know, sending me an email because I'd love to hear from you and I'd love to know what your concerns are so that I can do a really good job of representing you. I think the only other thing that I would add is something that I want to make my personal kind of passion project while I have the opportunity is making sure our education system is the best it possibly can be. I believe very much in school choice, in making sure people have choices between public schools and private schools and religious schools, and I will always fight for that, those schools to be available in Epping. And that being said, though, in terms of the choice that people make, once they've made that choice, I want to make sure they're getting the best possible education. Our economy is going to rapidly change with AI, right? And I think the jobs of tomorrow, we can't even imagine today. And education is now more important than ever to give people the opportunity of getting those very secure and well-paying jobs. And I want to make people's aspirations in being able to do that. And so for me, we need to make sure our education system is set up to allow people to get those jobs.
Mm-hmm. 有的，那我希望社区知道我是一个愿意倾听的议员。如果您住在 Epping, 请透过社交媒体或者电邮联络我。那我希望呢，你们关心的是什么，才能真正的代表大家的声音。那我自己呢也是非常重视教育的，我希望不论是公立、私立还是宗教学校都能够提供优质的教育，让家长有真正的选择权。那么目前呢，随着 AI 与科技的迅速发展，未来的职场呢与今天也大为不同。那因此呢，教育呢比以往任何时候都更加的重要，我们必须为孩子打造一个有机会成功的未来。
So I heard that Monica is going to have another event happening in this week. We'll be meeting our locals in Carlingford Court, is it?
我们也听说了您在这周会与居民见面。那请问活动是在这个星期吗？
Yeah, no, I'm going to Tilopia. So I'll be at Courtyard Dining in Tilopia Street in Tilopia at 11 o'clock this Friday morning if you wanted to come down and say hello.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So if anyone would like to meet Monica, our young mother representative, so let's go to Tilopia.
Yeah.
This Friday.
And if you can't make Tilopia, you can follow me on Facebook for future listening posts because I try and do them every 2 weeks in different parts of the electorate.
Mm-hmm.
没错，我这个星期五早上11点会在 Tilopia 的 Courtyard Dining 餐厅与大家见面。我每两周会在不同的地区举办倾听站，那有让居民可以随时的过来聊一聊。那如果这个星期你来不了呢，也欢迎你追踪我的 Facebook， 我会定期的更新地点与时间。
Yeah, so I think that's conclude our interview today. Thank you, Monica.
好的，那非常感谢您今天来做客 ，Monica。
Thank you for having me.
谢谢您的邀请。